4CEF, mobile.
Morning, Andrew, W2JKT, mobile.
How you doing?
Headed down the old 85 here. What are you up to?
Start my first leg, so I'm jumping on 26. Head towards 85 myself.
Okay.
42. I was set for the short week, but I had to go to work every day, but it didn't work full days. We didn't start production until Wednesday, so it was nice. Wednesday was, it was fun. I love coming back from shutdown, kind of starting all over. But how was your Christmas break?
In a bad spot here. I missed the last part of that.
I say it is always fun coming back from shutdowns at BMW. Everybody not knowing how to do anything for 2 weeks and whatnot. But how was your Christmas break?
We had a lot of, we took a couple of weeks and hung out at home. We didn't go anywhere, didn't visit anybody, so that was good. And we played a lot of Dungeons and Dragons, watched Stranger Things, caught up on some work around the house, and played with some radios a little bit. It wasn't too bad. How about yours?
Similar. I didn't play Dungeons and Dragons, though, but my son was watching Stranger Things, and I'd watch a little bit of it. I didn't quite get into it like he is. I think he's finally up to season 5. He was binge-watching them up till there and did a little bit of it. I had to work on my radio. I don't know what happened. I guess it's when they've done some work around the house. I don't know if when they put in my electric charger, they knocked out my ground wires that go to my ground rod for my lightning arresters. So when I would try to tune my HF radio, I could not tune 40 meters. It'd knock out my my cable modem every time. So I finally got that fixed, put a bunch of ferrite all over everything, and finally got my HF radio back on the air.
When a contractor comes in to do one thing, it messes up something else. But, I've had those issues before of RF getting into the shack from not having adequate ground. So when I lived in Seneca, I had the same problem on 40 meters, except it was 80 meters would knock out the cable modem, but 40 meters would cause my USB-connected keyboard to see random characters in the computer. So I had to get some good common mode chokes to put on my feed lines going out to keep the RF out of the shack.
I ordered some Mix 31s because they're more for the lower frequencies or maybe what they get, but like 40 meters, 80 meters, that kind of. So I threw those all over the feed line and in the house and then put a bunch of them up on the cable modem. Power cords, the Ethernet cable. I mean, I tried to shield as much as I could. So everything went away, so I was at least glad I could do that again.
Ferrite exercise in Seneca, too. I put ferrites on the cable modem lines, the power cords, everything, and it really wasn't until I put the common mode choke on the feed line that I was able to just fix everything, because, once it gets into the house, it's just going to get into everything. Especially, I was running 1,000 watts back then, I'm still running 1,000 watts, but, with that much power, putting little ferrite beads on stuff isn't going to do it. You got to figure out how to keep the RF out of the house in the first place.
Definitely, because mine, I tried to do everything but plug in the power to the modem before I got the beads in, and it would still shut it down. I mean, even just tuning it, I turned it down to like 5 watts and just tune it, and as soon as you hit the tuner, it shut the modem off. So I think probably putting the ground straps back on for the lightning arresters and putting the ferrites on the incoming coax probably did the most.
You have?
At halfway.
They put some RF into your house because they're not balanced. So, off-center fed dipoles, end-fed half waves, definitely a big culprit for getting RF into the shack.
But it was weird because I've never had the issue with that before until recently, so couldn't figure out what changed. But when I walked outside and realized those ground straps were off, I went ahead and fixed that. Still added the beads. I mean, it's always good, like you said, to keep RF out of the house, so I went ahead and added the beads so that way I can try to choke it and keep it from coming in altogether.
Yeah, What kind of lightning arresters are you using?
Remember the brand or anything, but they kind of hook into the coax, and they have a spot for you to hook it to the, you know, to run some copper wire or whatever, copper strap down to a ground rod.
Grounding the shield of the coax, which will help keep some of the RF out of the shack when they're grounded. That's probably why you started having problems when the ground straps went away, is because they were being, you know, they were acting as an RF ground for the shield of the coax in addition to a safety ground or a lightning ground.
What I mean, for it just to go from really not having any issues on, you know, any band really, to all of a sudden have it, and then walk outside and see that basically all three of my lightning arresters have been unhooked from my ground. You know, that was pretty bad, but I figured that probably played the biggest part into it, but I still added the beads on. I ordered them, might as well go ahead and sell more.
Fiber optics between the two houses, because I was having trouble with, you know, sometimes some bands I would key up with power and the Ethernet link between the two houses would go down, and the internet in my ham shack would go out for, you know, 30 seconds until I was able to renegotiate, because, you know, that was a 120-foot Ethernet run, and that long cable was picking up a lot of RF, so I ended up doing fiber optics between the houses, and I haven't had any trouble since.
But yeah, definitely see the benefits of that.
Between the houses, so, you know, I upgraded our networks at home to 2.5 gigabits everywhere, because our new internet service is 2 gigabits. 1 gigabit Ethernet network when you have 2 gigabit pipes, so had to upgrade everything to Wi-Fi 7 and 2.5 gig Ethernet, but the switches have a 10 gig link between them, so that's kind of nice.
Not to worry about that slowing the rest of the internet down. I figured he was sandbagging because it's 5:42. He's 7 minutes late.
He'd be here today, so I'm not sure what happened to him.
Yesterday, and he had issues. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it's yesterday. Talking to him yesterday, he had issues with the power on his radio cutting off. He said when the fan came on, it cut itself off, so I guess it got too hot.
He constantly has trouble with that radio powering down or whatever. I wonder if he's got something else going on.
Ability, which I got mine plugged into the cigarette lighter in this car, and I don't even run it on high. I think I've got it on maybe medium, but it might actually be low.
I've got mine on the cigarette lighter, and I'm running it full blast, you know, 50 watts. I think it takes about 8 amps out of the socket at full power, so I didn't let it rip, but I've never had issues with power here running from the cigarette lighter.
Neither. I just, where I've got mine, I kind of shove my radio between the seat and the console, and I don't want it to get too warm. I don't need it melting anything, so I just let mine, like I said, I don't think I run mine more medium, which, you know, where I'm coming from, usually not needed any more than that. Once you get on 85, I got a better path to the repeater than 26, but still. And yeah, I can definitely, if it's shut down, I guess I'll have to figure out something before long. KO4C.
Yeah, my RF unit is down. It's hard to describe, but the bolt has, like, the center console, but then it's got another, like, tray on the floor underneath the center console, and it's just about the right size for my radio to fit in. So the RF deck sits down there, and I've got the head unit, mounted to a little piece of material I've got stuffed in the little pocket in the center console. So it looks pretty good, but, yeah, I don't, the fan comes on sometimes, but, yeah, I think it comes on, you know, whenever I'm transmitting, and then it might keep running for a little bit afterwards, but, you know, it doesn't run that much.
Hold it down for a while, right?
Yeah.
Don't come on unless you just start talking on it a little bit too long.
Yes, because when it's cold, the fan buzzes when it first starts spinning up, and once it warms up, it's all right, but I know the bearing's going out in there, so I had to replace the fan on my other D710 a few years ago, and this one's due for a fan, and I probably didn't need to replace the battery in the head unit, too, They're prone to going out as well. I've got one. I just haven't gotten around to swapping it out yet.
On this radio, I don't have my head unit. It's even the little display on it. I gotta like lean over the console to make sure I'm on the right channel. So I just keep the radio locked. That way, I don't have to worry about it getting flipped.
Mine mounted, it's easy for my knee to hit the tuning knob, so I usually run mine frequency locked as well to keep myself from accidentally changing it.
Hit that knob, it'll definitely happen at some point in time. I know I've done it before, that's why I try to just keep it locked.
And this radio is pretty sketchy too. It's really old, and it doesn't take much of a, I could almost like look at the knob and it'll change because the encoder inside. They sell them at pack parts. I just need to get around to getting one and opening up the head unit and, desoldering the encoder and put a new one in. But, we'll see other things to do these radios, keep them going. But, they're worth it.
Yes, I don't have my APRS when I'm running this radio. This, single VFO, it's normal faceplate. The Yaesu, I like it. I think it's the 7250 or something. I don't remember right off the top of my head. I think that's close, but I love the radio. It's a great one, but I can't take the display off to where I can see it. And can't do much with it beyond that.
Good weekend.
So I don't know that we got a whole lot of anything going on. I don't think the wife's got much going on. I know last weekend we actually went to the shooting range down the road from the house. That was fun. I hadn't done that before. I've always been to the outdoor ranges. This is the first time I've been to an indoor range and shot, so that was a lot of fun. But I don't think we got much planned. You?
Not much planned either. I'm trying to do a little bit of cleaning around the house. I got a whole bunch of stuff that I want to get rid of. And so I think I might order a dumpster for this weekend and, fill it up. Because like once a year I like to get one of those 15-yard dumpsters dropped off and just go through the house and purge things that, we haven't used in 6 months or just don't intend to use. Because stuff tends to pile up, especially with Christmas and everything. We had a pretty lavish Christmas for the kids because, I don't know if you're aware, but Courtney's sister passed away just before Thanksgiving. And, her kids were, they're young. So we spoiled them to death with Christmas presents this year to try to help them, with their grieving and everything. So lots of leftover, packaging and accessories and, old toys that they're probably not going to use anymore and stuff like that. So just a lot of stuff to clean out.
Yeah, I've thought about getting a dumpster. I've just never done it. Usually I just try to get the wife and kids to take some stuff off. But, man, I hate to hear that. I had multiple of my employees right around Thanksgiving time at the parents and stuff. Well, Eric, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to go ahead and get this head hat off the top of this car. You be safe out there this morning, and hope you will holler later this week. Tell them about it. Good. KO4CF, and I'll be 0 for final 7-3.
Alright, Dave, be safe in there, and we'll probably catch you next week sometime. Hope you have a great weekend. So W2, JKT.